was trying to sell and set up nuclear deals with the Saudi Arabians. Before they were even sworn into office. It's wild. It's like, nuclear technology is for sale. And the Department of Energy is like, excuse me, we handle that. Oh, no, we're handling that now. We're in charge, fucking Alexander Haig style. So, I mean, let's stop the babe in the woods bullshit. That's one of the things that was left on the cutting room floor in December 2019, as we had other growing problems with CoronaCon, etc. But that doesn't mean we lose it. That doesn't mean we don't warehouse a number of these things that we can reach back into. And this certainly seems germane now at this time to bring up. Bet you folks didn't know a damn thing about that, did you? Well, that's okay. You're busy. We're busy. Everybody's busy, you know, trying to weather the next scamdemic. We dust off the flux capacitor yet again and move to the August 15th, 2022 portion of the Thomas Paine podcast. You'll notice the video here, too, a video here. A throwback back to Studio A. The old Studio A, God bless it. But anyway, the previous comments were from August 10th. These are from August 15th, 2022, for more perspective on the situation, where it was going, and what we said and prophesized back then, based on our intel. Then we'll go into Kerry Mullis after that. Everybody else is chilling. We were here doing research and grilling, plain and simple, and we didn't have much of a weekend, but that's okay. I love the grind. I told you that, but we've gone back to, 2018, 2019, where everybody's a fucking legal expert, and everybody knows what's going to happen, except everybody was wrong. Everybody was wrong. All the trading card heroes in journalism, all the trading card pundits, your heroes. From Fox and beyond. Wrong, 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 wrong. Where's that Trump clip? Wrong, wrong, wrong. I should just play that after every time one of these fucking people open their mouth. It's like, have you caught on to this yet? I mean, have you caught on to it? It's nonstop bullshit. Haven't been right about anything, and people still tune in to listen to these people. And you tell people the truth. You know what? I'm not being fair to the majority of people who listen to this podcast and follow us and our patrons on our different platforms. 99% are fucking slick and they get it. The problem is the 1% who are still on the Kool-Aid, they jump up and down and make a lot of noise. So I want to point that out, that there's so many good people. And we appreciate it, and we're happy to try to keep it real for you. So you know you can turn here, and you can get the truth. And what do I mean by that? Well, we said espionage before anybody else did. We said espionage before anything was unsealed on Friday. You listen to Friday's show, which was recorded Thursday night. We released it at about 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Friday. Marie and I were talking, and we're laying out some heavy intel. And I said the statutes would probably be espionage. And she said, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And we went from there. Meanwhile, at the same exact time as we were recording, of course, we don't have access to this while we're recording. At the same exact time we were recording, we started recording a little bit later than we usually do, about a half hour later. We've been recording 6:30 at night, sometimes 6 at night on Thursday, to try to get it out the door early. We started about 7:10 on Thursday. I was running late. She was running late from just the sheer nonsense and just magnitude of breaking news and analysis and all the phone calls. Anyway, let's get some music first. I need some music because we're going to rock and roll. And we are fucking rock and rolling if you're not paying attention.
He's a real nowhere man.
Seems like an appropriate song. The same time we were talking Thursday night, this was going down on Fox. And sometimes I just comment on things quickly on Twitter so I don't lose the links, etc. I don't really care if it pisses people off. Some people, don't you understand you're making enemies on Twitter? Do you think I fucking care about that? Why do you think I'm on Twitter? Let's go to Twitter. Thursday night on Fox. This was going down. John Solomon talking to everybody's pretty boy Floyd. John Solomon talking to Jesse Waters, and listen to this raft of shit Thursday night.
That's a great question. And first, let me give you a little news that I'm able to report tonight. I have confirmed the two statutes that were cited in the search warrant, the legal predicate for why they're searching. The first is a statute that covers theft of documents that are covered by the Presidential Records Act. So they're looking for documents that they believe belong at the archives covered by the Presidential Records Act. That's the first crime. Normally, that's a misdemeanor or a fine. It's a very minor crime, not very enforceable. Yeah, someone could go to prison, but it's not ever really done. The second statute is protection of classified information, the possibility that there was classified information that was mishandled. So we now know that this thing only involves classified documents searches and presidential records. That's it. No January 6th, no other conspiracies. That's what they spent 12 hours inside Mar-a-Lago doing. That's a piece of news that's definitely confirmed. Six people have confirmed that for me.
Solomon's problem is all his sources that supposedly confirm stuff never get it right. Not fucking once. It's not even close. And when you see a track record like that, you understand that this isn't journalism. This is something else. This isn't somebody that's trying to tell you the truth. In fact, let's break this down. At the same time, he was saying just two statutes that have nothing to... Jaywalking, the equivalent of jaywalking, as Solomon put it. And Water sits here like a dummy. He has the intel. He has the investigative background of a Brooks Brothers mannequin. I find it's really beyond intriguing. It's when I tell you folks to understand the game, I'm trying to explain it to you. But I don't want to waste too much time on this, but I do want to tackle it because it's on my mind. It's been on my mind all weekend. I've been compiling stuff like a computer. It's just spitting out tape now. I'm like at the carnival spitting out prize tickets for your kids so they can go get stuffed animals and goodies after they play some games. But this game is rather easy to figure out when you understand the players. First of all, they're not who they say they are. Solomon wasn't right about anything, as usual. And the only guy who was right about it was me. Before anything was declassified, etc. When it comes to the warrant. And I said before, and so did Maria, Trump had the warrant. Why didn't he just release it? Because he didn't want to release it. We found out why he didn't want to release it. Because it says bad things that might make his base think of him as a bad dude. Sick or bad dude, as he puts it. You'll notice Solomon didn't say anything about espionage. Which means, again, either his sources are dopes or he just makes stuff up. I mean, it doesn't matter. If you don't get it right, to me, it doesn't matter, right? You have to get it right. And I've been listening to this guy for years, and he hasn't gotten a fucking thing right. People love him, though. They love him. I've only been doing this, what, I don't know, 35 fucking years. I might know something about it. Working for the FBI, working for everybody else. Working for mainstream media, winning awards, etc. Big deal. Who cares that? And a cup of coffee will get you nowhere. Get you on a park bench for the day. Anyway, notably, the next day, Breitbart featured Trump. Breitbart's Boyle featured Trump. Trump was talking about the what was in the warrant, search warrant. No mention of the espionage statute. No mention, which is 18 U.S.C. 793. Espionage Act makes it a crime to remove or misuse information related to national defense. And Boyle didn't follow up and say, hey, is there, what else is in there? Like, it's not clear whether Boyle had a copy of the warrant from Trump. If he did, he conveniently forgot to mention it, just like Solomon. Now, Solomon is, that could be a whole episode on its own. But Solomon said nothing was right, as usual. Here's what the warrant cited. 18 U.S.C. 793, Espionage Act, makes it a crime to remove or misuse information related to national defense. 18 U.S.C. 2071 makes it a crime to hide, damage, or destroy government records. And 18 U.S.C. 1519, it's a big one. 1519 is a big one, which makes it a crime to falsify, destroy, or cover up records, or to obstruct or interfere with federal investigation or proper administration of any matter under the jurisdiction of the agency. That's what the warrant says. So I don't know what six people that dope was talking to. It's probably the regular six people in his head he talks to for every other story. It's stunning. You know, we've sat out here in the background. I've talked it over with Justice. I've talked it over with FBI guys. And they said, what is that guy's problem? Well, he's not. He's working. Somebody else. Just make stuff up. It doesn't matter. And folks love it. And Hannity had a bunch of these dopes on, male and female, talking about this FBI case and that FBI case, and this guy's going to jail, that guy's going to jail, blah, 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 blah. It was all fucking bullshit. It was all crap. It was all lies. It was all about making money. That's all. About keeping you spellbound and lying to you. This is what they do. This is why they don't get themselves in jam-ups like we get ourselves in when people walk away and say, that guy, he makes me mad. You know, I don't like what he says. But it's true. It's fucking true. So, I'm not the problem there, folks. Your sensibilities are the problem. And trying to live life through a baseline of bad information and lies and spin and narrative puts you right on the same trajectory that many of us have been on, myself included, in the past, no longer, of living life as a tax slave, as a debt slave, with no hope of ever breaking free. A life of slavery because your pathway in the map that you've charted for yourself and your family are paved with lies and bad intentions, and you don't even realize it. And the people out here are trying to tell you this stuff, you don't listen to. Now, again, this is the minority, but I know you have people in your families like this and close friends, because I do. Because I do. And that's really the thing that gets through to them when you say, yo, if you know so fucking much, how come you're not rocking and rolling? Are you still working? You're like 65, you're 70, you're still working? You're not retired? If you know so much about how everything works, why haven't you figured out the game yet? Why are you still struggling? Why are we all still struggling? See, that's the ultimate equalizer. When you point out to them, the whole thing's been rigged. And these people who are supposed to tell you the truth, they don't tell you the truth. And when you hear the truth and it makes you angry and you run away from the truth, that's exactly what they want. The whole system is set up like that. We talk about divide and conquer. They can actually divide and conquer yourself. You can actually be a recipient out here of an op where these guys are so slick, they divide and conquer your own brain. And your instincts are saying one thing, and you say, you know what, I can't. It doesn't make, I can't go. Everybody else is saying this. Everybody else is doing this. I'm going to go with them. A part of you is saying this is probably wrong, but I'm going to go with them. Forget about divide and conquer by political lines and things like that. Political parties, ideologies, they can actually divide and conquer your own psyche. Now, how are you supposed to rise above that without a little bit of help, a little bit of guidance, somebody out here telling you exactly what I'm saying. This is possible. They're professionals. They're the best in the world. Haven't you seen that just in the last couple of days? The spin that came out after this? Oh, it's fantastic to watch. It really is. Completely fantastic. And it's predicated on people not understanding and not believing that their so-called heroes are no better than anybody else in the political arena. Just like I've said, they're all in it together. They're all in on it. There's no left, there's no right, etc. It's about keeping you down, keeping you confused, whatever they need to do that. Sometimes they have to sacrifice some people in the arena, right? Those people are still, no matter what happens to Trump, he's still going to be wealthy at the end of the day. Beyond wealthy. He's not worried about this stuff. I mean, long term, he's not worried about it. Short term, he should be worried about it. Oh, by the way, well, I was going to say remind me, but I'll just talk about it now. Let me throw a little bit more music in here. Rock and roll. And man, I've been wanting to talk about some of these grifters for a long time, but now they're serving themselves up on a platter. It's fantastic. The truth is an MF-er, though. It's Monday. Well, truth is an MF-er. Sometimes it's more than hard to handle. Anyway. What? Somebody say hard to handle? Solomon also said there were 12 boxes removed from Mar-a-Lago. And that spread like wildfire, too. Our folks told me this weekend 60-plus boxes. And that's gospel. And I don't have to hear it from six people that don't know what the fuck they're talking about. See, because out here, I'm gonna be a little braggadocious, perhaps. Out here, we don't make fucking mistakes. They don't happen here. When I say something, it is what it is. There's no backtracking. There's no walking things back. There's no apologies. There's no fucking corrections. It doesn't happen. It hasn't happened since we started this 2015. And some heavy shit. Some heavy stuff under heavy pressure. We don't make mistakes. Because where I come from, they don't happen. They can't happen. Somebody fucking ends up in a body bag. And we enjoy the hell out of this, but this is not fucking high pressure stuff. This is not. It's not. I mean, when you're dealing on a serious intel op and you're working for the feds and stuff, you fuck up, a trial goes sideways. You never work again. You fuck up, some guy ends up, or some gal ends up dead. You never work again. That's the least your worries. You have that on your conscience. So when we say something, people always say, oh my God, you were right. Well, this is what journalism was supposed to be. I wanted to do this since I was 15 years old. What the fuck would I get involved in this and tell people something that wasn't right? Because it would come back on me. And I look like a dick. Maybe that's the way to make money, because these people who lie make a lot of fucking money. And people keep coming back for more. I mean, maybe I missed the boat. We missed the boat here. And these people have millions of followers and making all kind of bank. The question is, where are they making the bank from? That's the question. Who's paying these people to say certain things? Let me tell you something right now. You don't want to know. You don't want to know. It's just better if you didn't know. But they've been wrong at every turn. They were wrong on this. And, you know, when you go out of your way to cover for your so-called favorite fucking trading card hero in politics, like Trump, it never made any sense to me. You know, this information is going to come out that they seized the TS and the SCI documents and things like that, top secret SCI documents. It was going to come out, and that the warrant has to deal with espionage. So why wouldn't you say that? Like, you didn't think it was going to come out? See, they didn't know. They didn't know that the Justice Department and the judge the next day would release it. So they're doing broadcasts on Thursday night and spinning things on Thursday night, getting the spin machine going. Not telling people, full picture of what's going on. And then they look like idiots at the end of the day. But moreover, you get lied to. But then pretty fast you figure, hey, that's not what's going on here at all. If you're slick enough, some people will actually believe the crap that's being spewed. Should we talk about some of that? I'll talk about some of it just for the hell of it. Trump saying all the documents that they took and recovered from Mar-a-Lago were declassified. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they were. First of all, they're not. There's a process. He didn't follow the process. And there's precedent, Supreme Court precedent, cases of same types of things. That's number one. So that excuse is it's not a bad, you know, somebody ate my homework excuse. You would expect better, though. If he had a competent legal team, he doesn't. And he hasn't for a long time. One of the reasons you wouldn't have a competent legal team is because you can't shut the fuck up. FBI raid 101. The FBI raids your place. Keep your mouth shut. Let your lawyers do the talking. That's number. Rule number one, keep your mouth shut. Shut the fuck up. Rule number two, let your lawyer or lawyers speak for you. Rule number three, shut the fuck up. You can't get a good defense attorney if you don't follow those rules. I don't care how much money you have. Because the defense attorney ends up working against his or her own client. I told you to shut the fuck up. Don't make any statements. Trump can't help himself. He's going to keep making statements. They keep getting himself. His advisors, his spokespeople are releasing statements. It's like, oh my God, how much of a deeper hole do you want to dig? That's number one. It's nonstop here. I mean, we're just going to drop some bombs on you, I guess. Okay. The three statutes, 18 U.S.C. 793, 18 U.S.C. 2071, 18 U.S.C. 1519. All three of those statutes, it doesn't matter whether the records are declassified or not. So the declassification of said records are not a defense when it comes to either any of those statutes, three statutes. All three of those statutes are felony crimes. So even though... Solomon said, "One's a misdemeanor." It's like, you know, not a big deal. They're all very big deals. I'll break it down for you. Obstruction charge carries maximum sentence, 20 years in prison. Espionage Act crime, it's a maximum sentence, 10 years in prison. And the catch-all offense for destroying government record carries up to 3 years behind bars. Not only that, the destruction of records statute stipulates that any person found guilty shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. Now, whether that can happen or not, that's down the road. But we're talking, like, you know, hard fucking prison time that the DOJ could go after anybody for if there were to be a criminal indictment. And anybody out there thinking that they're not going to try to press for a criminal indictment, I would say, you're smoking banana peels. They're going to go to this much trouble and take this much heat unless they have something up their sleeves. Again, I'm not saying it's fair, it's unfair, right? We know what's happening here. And all the people out there saying, well, you know, Hillary this. And I understand that. I've talked about protection racket. Fuck, we focused on blowing the roof off of Hillary for years. This is just the way it is. This is how the swamp works. This is why if you have an opportunity to drain the swamp and you say you're going to do it, you should do it. This is the equivalent of being on the battlefield and you cut some turkey a break who's an enemy because you feel sorry for them or whatever. You have a momentary lapse of reason and you show some mercy and you let him go and the fucking guy shows up a year later, 2 years later and blows your head off. I mean, this is a blood sport. If you're playing this game, and you have somebody down, you haven't figured these people out. When they have somebody down, they take them out. If you're going to drain the swamp, you would have done yourself a big favor. But that didn't happen. And there's a debate out there whether it was ever going to happen, whether it was supposed to happen, whether it was a play, etc. That's a debate for another day. Should we break some news on here tonight? I don't know. Fuck. Why not? I'll tell you what they're looking at as well. Plays into this. Trump has maintained that the records were declassified. And he has spokespeople out there saying that all Trump had to do was basically wave a wand and say that a record, certain records, any record was declassified. It doesn't work that way. There's a process. and he apparently didn't follow the process. So ignorance is not a defense. Take it from me, especially when you go up against the FBI. I didn't know that was a crime stuff. That's good for DUIs. You get caught with a dime bag of weed. But this is for bigger stakes, of course. So the declassified thing doesn't work. It doesn't make any sense. They can say you declassified the documents, so it's not a crime when you say the FBI planted the documents. Well, which one is it? Did the FBI plant the documents? Trump said the FBI planted these documents. Why would they plant declassified documents? It's basic stuff, right? You have somebody throwing so much pasta against the wall just to see what sticks. That's what happens when your back's against the wall. You get nervous. It happens. But see, when you get nervous, you make mistakes. And if you had better people working for you that had your best interest in mind, this wouldn't happen. I mean, look at his legal team from the Stop to Steal. This is when bad stuff happens, when these dopes are running ops and coming up with backstories and defenses and running in their mouth. There's no reason to say a fucking word. Just zip it up. Clam up. They can't help themselves. They can't help themselves. It's something to watch. It really is. You just can't. You can't break through. I'm sure he's been told by lawyers, shut up. They can't do it. They can't. It has to be frustrating if you're in his inner circle and you're trying to stop the bleeding. Really, it does. The other thing is when you declassify something, it's not your personal magazine subscription. It gets declassified for the general public. You classify something, it should go out to us so we can see it. Just wave a wand like they're saying, this is declassified and it's for my and I took it home. His former White House officials and lawyers released a statement Friday saying, President Trump used to take documents home to Mar-a-Lago. He would declassify them as soon as they left the White House. And so they were declassified so he could work on them at home. Okay. So why didn't we see them? Because then it should be in the public domain.